Hello and welcome to Cat the Baker. I'm Chef KB. I was thinking about kayaking today. I haven't done that in a while. I've had the last couple days off only because my hotel job is not consistent. It's a bit slower right now. Then I kind of feel like if I go and do something that is relaxing, will I feel guilty because I'm not doing something for my business, you know? I kind of feel this pressure to always do something when I'm not working, but I just need a day. And I've been going to the gym and kind of de-stress that way, but I think I've been overdoing it because my shoulders are hurting, which maybe kayaking's not the best thing, but I just need to be outside and on the water. And I feel like I'm going to do that. And it's also hard to find time to record. To be able to record, you need a certain sort of silence. You need time. And of course, things to tell. I always have things to tell. That's not the issue. But it has to also be cohesive for you to be able to listen. So I did my second farmer's market a few days ago, and setting up went better. It was a lot more smooth. I had a lot more time left, and the setup looked better. From the first time, I was able to change the things that I still needed, like the tablecloths were flying all over the place. It was windy. I did have those clips to clip the tablecloth onto the tables, but I saw this other stand and they had these like spandex tablecloths. So I found those online and so much better, so much better. I felt that I needed another table only because I had to put some things not on the floor, but it was on wheels, you know, but under the table. And I just feel like every week there's something else that I need. So I was disappointed with the second market. Like the first one, I felt like I should have made more money just because I wanted more things to sell. So I put work into this, right? I go to the kitchen, I pay the kitchen to be able to produce these things. I wake up at 4 a.m. and I'm producing these donuts, these German crullers. I fry them there and I make the pretzels. I roll everything, bake everything, like comes out amazing. I even made the cookies this week. They came out perfectly. They were like crispy on the outside and a bit mushy on the inside. They didn't spread as much because I used a higher temperature to start. So they came out perfectly. The texture was amazing. And I'm like, yes, this is the way a cookie should be. Like I figured out the oven. I figured out everything at the kitchen. And I was there only 2.5 hours versus 4 hours from last time. Yes, I did make less product because the first time I felt like I overmade because I wasn't sure how much to make. So I made half the amount. It took me almost half the time. And I thought, okay, I'm going to sell all of it. So I set up. Rodolfo paid a friend to help me, which was super nice, only because it is a lot to do it yourself. And just with the tent, like it can get a little tricky. So I had help to set up and break down, which was great. Like, I just felt like I figured it out this time. And I was happy. I was excited. But then a lot less people bought things. And it made me frustrated, you know? And I had to do these, like, deals. If you buy two, you get one free. But they were buying all the items that I wasn't expecting them to buy. Like I made these vegan banana bars. And yes, they're pretty good. Like I just thought I'd have something vegan. It's the top seller. Like the vegan banana bar was the top seller. And I'm like, what the hell? I mean, I'm happy they're selling, but I have all these other great items. And I just didn't think the vegan stuff would sell more. I mean, does that mean I need to make more vegan things? I don't know. Also, my gluten-free double chocolate brownies sold great. You know, as soon as you have vegan, as soon as you have gluten-free, people want it, which I totally didn't expect. And on top of that, I was placed right next to the cookie and brownie stand, which is not a single person that makes this. It's not a small company. They show up at every single farmer's market in San Diego. And I asked them when I was going around the farmer's markets, because I would see them at all the markets that I showed up at. And I asked them, do you make this at home or do you make this all yourself? And she said, no, it's a company. It's like a mini factory. The thing that sells is they have 10 different types of cookies and they're all different flavors. So they have an ube flavor, they have a matcha flavor, like just different cookies like that. And then they have 4 different types of brownies, like a monster brownie, a milk chocolate one, you know, just like different kinds. And there were lines, like there were lines. Meanwhile, I'm next to them. And I'm like, free samples, you know, free samples, like struggling. And people showed up for the samples. And then these teenagers, they would try something and be like, oh my God, if I had money, I'd totally buy something. And I'm thinking, what the hell? Just keep walking. Like, people just wanted to eat the stuff, which, okay, you know, that happens too. But this is only my second week, and I need people to know that I'm there. I need people to try the things. So at this point, I was sampling everything. But I'm like, damn it, if I had a fryer there, I know everything would sell much better. But having a fryer on site just adds other complications. And for that, I feel like I need a small van. Like, I need even more money to be able to invest in the right equipment to transport everything. You know, having hot oil, having these things is another factor of danger, you know? And then if you're frying till the end, the oil takes hours to cool off. I don't know, like that's been stressing me out. I know that for me, if I show up and something's hot right there, like I want it, you know, like even for me, like I know this. And here I am, like, having to be a salesperson, you know, selling hard. Like, I'm baking everything in the morning. I'm selling hard later on. I'm setting everything up. And it's just, it's a lot, you know? And then, at the end of the day, you break everything down. I drive home. I take the food stuff inside and other things I have to clean. And then the next day, the next morning, I bring everything to storage. Just because I don't have a garage, I don't have the space. So it's a lot of back and forth, you know? So this week I went to the kitchen in the morning. It took me 2.5 hours. I brought the things I made home and then I went to storage and picked everything up, you know? So it's just like, damn, it's a lot. And I'm thinking, if only I had like a shed or a garage, you know? Like, it's just a lot of equipment. So I was messaging some friends because they were wanting to know how the market went the second week. And as I was writing, you know, I was like, I was disappointed because I made less sales this week than the week before. Yes, it's the end of the month, which affects sales. You know, less people go out and spend more because they're spending their money on rent. I understand that. But it was just slower. Like, there were a lot of people, but they weren't coming to me, you know. And then those moms, like some moms, they've got like 4 kids or more. They're like this herd. They see that I have samples. They bring all the kids over. The kids are just eating and eating. And I'm like, no more, no more, you know. And the moms don't say anything. They do it intentionally to make the kids happy. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, what the hell? So I have to be like, no more samples, or one more, you know, like I have to be the person. And then this other woman came by and she's like, how many calories does this have? How many calories does that have? I'm like, I made everything today. I don't know the calorie count, but I can tell you this is vegan. You know, this doesn't have butter. It has sugar. Like, this is maybe the healthiest thing I have here, you know? And then I said, I have a pretzel, like that is just bread. And she's like, no, I want something sweet. I'm like, so you want something vegan without sugar and low calorie. I'm like, you know what? It's like these people, they're like also frustrating. You know, it's funny because in Aspen, I was always saying, oh, I want this connection with the people. And now Now I have it all, right? I have everything that I was talking about, except for money. Like, everything's the opposite, you know? Like, now I have more time, kind of. It's just different. And now I have to sell my things, and I have to talk to these people. And then at the same time, I'm like, wow, these people are crazy. Like, you know, you just can't make everybody happy. Like, that's the thing. I stand by my product. I made everything. I'm one person, okay? I'm not this cookie and brownie stand next to me. I'm not like a factory. You know, I don't have however many people working, making this stuff and selling it. Like, I know that I make quality items, even though sometimes I'm thinking, oh, is $5 too much for this donut? But then I'm like, no, it's not. Food cost is high. I piped all this by hand. It's not like some machine that pipes it out. I fried everything individually. You know, everything takes time. Everyone wants things cheaper. I mean, me too. Everything's expensive, you know? When I go to Costco, the thing is, I've talked about Costco before, but I love that everything's cheaper. But at the same time, you have to buy just huge amounts, you know? Like, I bought nuts at Target, and it was $6. But then I go to Costco, and it's $8 for two containers, which, yes, it's a better price, but where do I put this extra container? You know what I mean? Like, you have limited space. But yes, everyone's trying to save money, so I go to Costco. But the thing is, you have to buy these huge amounts. So you spend more money, it lasts longer. You have to spend it less often. But it seems like a lot when you buy it in that moment, you know, because it's just a higher price. Anyway, where was I? So, okay, I was writing my friends, telling them how the market went. And then I was telling them I made less this week and how it really affected me, you know, because I felt so disappointed because I took this time to make it. And maybe I'm attached to it, like, too personally, I don't know. In Arizona, when I made everything in the cafe, things sold, no problem. Yes, it took time. And I'm in that same scenario. You know what I mean? I'm starting again. I guess I'm not patient. You need that time for people to get to know you, to taste things. Yes, like, you, I get it. But I feel like when I had this idea, when I started it, I wasn't thinking of that. I wasn't thinking, oh, I need like 4 months for people to get to know me before I actually make more money or something, you know? And I wasn't thinking about, oh, this other kitchen I need to pay. I wasn't thinking about all these other fees, you know? I'm still paying the tent fee of the market, which is $60 no matter what. And if I make more, he wants like 10% of everything. But I haven't been able to make $600 yet. Yes, it's only been the second week, and I've been trying to get into other markets, but everything's packed. Like, they're all full, you know? At the same time, it is a lot. And I'm working at the hotel. I don't know. I can't tell you how, like, it's tough. It's tough. And here I was thinking, I've had it. I don't want to work for somebody anymore. And now there's so much more to deal with. You know, every single side of it you have to deal with. Like the PR, the marketing, so to speak. The t-shirts, all the banners. You know, I've had to print so many things. And it's just different. Right now, I can't say, oh, I'm making bank. Like, first of all, I'm not. I have things left over. And when I saw, okay, I have like 25 donuts left. I have like 15 pretzels left. I thought, okay, let me pack up the pretzels and bring them to the YMCA because I work out there anyway and just give them to the staff and put a card on. You know, and just use things. Like, yes, I refresh them in the oven, but use these things to add, like, a marketing value. The donuts, because they get soft the next day, like, super soft, I cut them up and I made a donut bread pudding. which now I have to sell that. And then I had cookies left over, which was crazy because they were so perfect. And I know they tasted much better than the cookies that were next door to me. The cookies next door to me, they don't even use real butter. They taste like just shortening. They don't have great flavor. They're super sweet. And I don't know. I don't think they're anything special, but they have lines, you know, and it's maybe because people know them and it's $4 a cookie. My cookie's $5. Anyway, it's just been like a little frustrating. And then the next day I was kind of down about it and just in a mood. I went to the gym and tried to get out of it. But I just needed to accept, okay, like this is not a simple road, not a simple journey. Some weeks might be good, some weeks not so good. I mean, maybe if every week, you know, it's bad, like for 6 months, then something's wrong, you know? Like it's only been the second week, so I need to just take off some pressure. I think I feel this pressure because I've always figured things out. I've always been independent. I've always paid my way. And right now, I feel like I'm not doing that. Things take time. Moving to another city takes time. Like, I feel like I've adjusted well. But I think on average, when you move somewhere, it takes at least 4 to 6 months to really get things going. And in my head, I just thought, okay, this is going to go a lot faster. At the same time, I've never done this before. I've never started something before, not like this. And yeah, I think the biggest thing is I just need to give myself patience, which is so hard because I'm like the least patient person. So this is my idea. As I was messaging my friends, I keep like getting off topic, but I was messaging my friends and I had an idea, you know, because when I go to markets and I see hot food, I'm drawn to that, right? And like when my pretzels come out of the oven and they're hot, they're perfect. They're absolutely perfect. So sometimes when I sell my donuts and my pretzels, knowing how perfect they are when they come out hot, you know, and now they're cold, and this is a few hours later, like I almost feel like, okay, is this still worth $5? Like the quality is still great and it tastes great. And at the cafe, they weren't necessarily hot. They were just hot in the beginning of the day, but people still bought them like crazy. But I had this idea, okay, I can't bring a fryer right now. Like at this point, it's not an option for me. So I thought maybe there's like a camping oven or something like that that exists. So I looked up on Amazon and yes, there are camping ovens. I've never thought of that. I didn't even know that existed. Like I just always thought, okay, there's a camping stove because I don't have electricity. I have like a mini oven downstairs, like a toaster oven, and it works great. It even does convection. Like this mini toaster oven is better than my actual oven in the kitchen. But it only fits like quarter sheet trays. They're smaller than quarter sheet trays, you know, so it's great for reheating or making small things. But if I had electricity at the market, yes, I could bring this oven. But I thought, okay, let me look at camping ovens. And I read all the reviews. There's different types. There's some that are foldable, but I guess they're not very good because they burn stuff really fast and you have to keep an eye on it. So there's this one oven. It's like $280. Normally it's $330, something like that. It's a camping oven. It's not foldable, which you're thinking, how can an oven be foldable? So the thing is, these other camping ovens that are foldable, you put it on top of a camping stove with propane. But this camping oven, it has a hose that you attach the propane to. You have to get a propane tank. But I guess it works really well. So there are great reviews on it. You can kind of check the temperature and create your own temperature, even though it's saying it's not like super exact. Okay, fine. But I was thinking like, if I have this oven and people order a donut or a pretzel, I have the option of heating it up. And I feel like that would increase sales. Like in my head, I feel like, oh my God, why didn't I have this idea sooner? And I really do feel like it would work. I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's worth spending $300 on it to see if it will work. But if it can increase my sales long term, it's a bonus, you know? Like, that's the thing with the farmer's market. I have to make the items earlier in the day. I have to transport. I'm doing stuff the whole time, but I can't cook it right beforehand. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. So if I have this oven and reheat it, I think it would increase my sales. So I bought it. I bought this camping oven and I hope it works. That's all I'm saying. I hope it works because now I have to get a fire extinguisher because I have propane on site. You know, I obviously need a propane bottle and I need these other tools. Like, it's another thing to transport, but I think it's worth it if it increases my sales. Yes, I can probably only fit like 4 donuts in at a time, but when someone orders it, I'll heat it up, then glaze it, and then they have like a hot donut. Okay, they might have to wait a couple minutes, but if I made it fresh, they'd have to wait like 8 minutes, you know, because these German donuts take forever to fry. So that was my big idea. I don't yet know if it's going to work, and I'll test it out on Tuesday because this oven arrives tomorrow or Sunday, the day after. I was nervous ordering it because this is the same price as the fryer I bought, where I use the fryer at the commercial kitchen. You know, like, it's not cheap. Is it cheaper than a propane fryer for $1,200? Yes. So what happened was, at my first market, I left the donuts in the car covered, but it was too hot out. And maybe I mentioned this, that the donuts became super soft and I hadn't glazed them yet. I glazed them on site at the market. So I saw that they became super soft and I was like, oh no. So I put them on a cooling rack and put them in the oven for like 10 minutes at 370 Fahrenheit. And they crisped up, like they became good again. And I was excited about that. So then yesterday I realized about this whole camping oven situation. I'm like, yes, this is the answer, because I can crisp them up in the oven as they get ordered. And the pretzels too, like, they're not selling very well. People try the samples. They're just not selling very well. And I know they're so good. You know, that's the thing. I know this stuff is so good. And it's hard right now because people don't know. I really do feel like one day I feel great. And then the next day I feel like, what am I doing? Why did I do this? You know? And then I'm like, well, what's my other option? Like, yes, I can be a pastry chef and it'll be the exact same thing. You know, in the end, I would have no time. Like, this would be my life. Yes, I'd have a regular paycheck. Yes, I would get like some time off. But then it's the same exact thing. I don't know. I don't know at this point what is better. All I'm saying is, if I never try, I'll never know. And I'm learning something literally like every day. You know, and it's hard. It's hard. And I didn't realize how much work was behind this market and how much work was behind everything. So Rodolfo, he has a guy and he's doing my website. The same professional that did his website, and his website looks great. So he's also doing mine, which is sweetcatpastries.com. And that's being worked on. So I'm figuring out the whole thing. And I guess that's kind of where the money's going to be at, is people placing orders and then picking them up. You know, it's like a catering style. So like for events, for breakfast things, you know, because then I know the exact quantity I need to make. Like at this point, I'm kind of just guessing. And then when I have food left over, I just feel like I failed. You know, because the ingredients I paid for it, the time I paid for it, the kitchen I'm paying for, the transportation that I paid for, you know, and it's just, there's a lot. And now I get it. I get it for small business owners, and it's not easy. And especially with baked stuff, you know, like, I see these stands with jewelry And I don't know the jewelry world. I'm sure there are struggles in every department, right? But at least jewelry doesn't go bad in a sense of like a day. You know, like the next day, my stuff is no longer good. Like I have to sell it that day or it's over. Like, so it's hard because ingredients are expensive, like I said. And I had to make more banana bread, which is fine. I just didn't think they would sell like that. Like I sold out of vegan banana bread. Like, who knew that would be the number one seller? At the same time, if I knew that's all that people want, then I didn't have to go to the kitchen to make the pretzels and the donuts, which I want to be my main thing, you know? Either way, I'm just happy that something sold. So most of my sales are from my card tap machine. It's this tiny square. It's basically like a square, but it's through the bank. And most people just have cards. They don't have cash anymore. Like, I'm happy to accept cash or Venmo, you know, but most people use card. So most of my transactions are through that. The bank takes 3%, you know, so however much I sell, they're going to take 3% of that. So this month they took like $16, okay, of my sales of the two markets, which they take out at the end of the month. I wish they would take it out like right away, you know, so you know kind of the amount of money you have, but no. You got to wait till end of the month and then you're like, crap, like they took this money. But then I had a machine problem and it malfunctioned for this one guy for $5, you know, and I had to like restart it, reconnect because it's all hooked together with Bluetooth. I don't know. It's just like there's so many things to think about and when something malfunctions. And I just gave him the donut for free. I'm like, you know what? This isn't working. Like, I restarted my phone, I restarted the machine, and I didn't know what else to do. I'm like, you don't have any cash. And then afterwards, I thought, well, why didn't I ask for Venmo? Like, did he not have Venmo either? Like, I forgot, you know? So I need to, like, not get flustered when things go wrong. And that's a learning thing, too. You know, just the details. It's hard to not touch cash. You know, if somebody wants change, I have to have a different hand, you know, not use my gloved hand with cash versus the hand that I use for touching pastries and, you know, just things like that. Like, there's just so many small things. So I'm still learning. There's still a learning curve. And yeah, every week is something new. So that's what I want to do today. I want to go kayak and just chill for a few hours. This morning, I cut up more banana bread bars. I made quite a few things yesterday. I made the donut bread pudding yesterday, the vegan banana bars. Oh, I made these new bars because I had some chocolate chip cookie left over. So I thought, what can I make with them? I'm not going to throw them away. You know, chocolate is expensive. Like chocolate and butter, those are the two expensive things in cookies. So I thought, let me do something else with them. So I ground them up. I had two like bags, maybe like 12 cookies left over, probably more, I want to say, maybe 16, something like that. So I ground them up in a food processor. I made a streusel bar base, which is really just butter, sugar, vanilla, flour, and eggs. And it's a very soft dough. And I put ground chocolate chip cookie into that batter. I spread it out in a sheet tray. I let it chill. On top of that, I put Nutella. And on top of that, I put the ground up chocolate chip cookie and I baked it. And it came out really good. I was trying to go with everything being nut free. Like, so far, everything is nut free. The Nutella obviously is not nut free. So that's like my one thing. But when I make items and I have leftover, I can't throw them away. I need to do something else with them. So that's why I thought of Nutella, because it's so popular in Germany, and a streusel bar, Streusel, like it's just popular in Germany. So I thought, okay, let me do something German-esque, you know, and use the chocolate chip cookie. So I hope it works. Like, I hope it sells, I don't know. I'm trying, like, I can't have everything sampled, right? Like, I can't sample and cut up 10 different items. So I think when I recreate these other items, I'm just going to have them packaged and just talk about them. I do think that so far, sampling has helped me make more money because people don't know me yet. But there'll be some people that'll sample all 6 items. I'm like, okay, like, Jesus. So, anyway, I also today want to visit this cafe. It's called Mostra, M-O-S-T-R-A. And they're on the way to the bay. I want to kayak in the bay because it's less windy. It's on the other side of the Mission Beach. So there's kind of this like U shape, you know, which makes that area of water less windy. So I'm going to go check it out. Oh, and I didn't tell you, like, first of all, when I was in Aspen, I was always saying how cold I was. Like, right? I was always complaining how cold I was. Now, I mean, heat, right? It's hot. It's summer. I live in a townhouse. The upstairs gets so hot during the day. And I have to close the curtains downstairs just to keep the heat out. So with heat comes other issues that I didn't think about. First of all, the positive is everything grows amazing. Like, my lemon tree is becoming a tree and the leaves are smelling like lemons. Like, my basil grows no problem. Just everything is growing beautifully, right? I have tomatoes, I have strawberry plants, I have like this ancho chili pepper growing. Perfect. I'm so happy with my garden. And all the plants that I had in Aspen, they're now outside, except for like 3, because the sun is too crazy. I had to get umbrellas to give a certain plants shade, because I got certain plants because I wasn't getting a lot of sun in Aspen. I was in the basement. So now those plants are like in shock because they got too much sun and it was too hot. So I had to get umbrellas outside, you know, so that they're not going crazy. So then a week ago, I started getting a lot of flies in the backyard. And a couple flies here and there never bothered me before. I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, it's summer. A couple flies, they're annoying, but at some point, they'll either die or go outside, right? Like, I never had an issue with flies. This one day I come home, I think it was like after the first farmer's market, I come home and there's like, I don't know, 15 flies inside the apartment, all against a sliding door. And I'm like, oh my God, like, this is disgusting. My husband kills them all. And it was gross because I looked up flies. So they're dormant when it's below 73 degrees Fahrenheit, you know, and they just hang out. And the minute it gets hotter, they go outside. And there's 3 stages of flies. Like, one fly can lay up to 120 eggs. They lay these eggs, it becomes like larva, it turns into maggots, and that turns into a fly. And it takes about 4 to 7 days for an egg to become a fly, right? It's disgusting. I saw all these flies on the inside, they were all killed, and I'm like, how did these flies get inside, you know? And at first I thought, like, is my apartment dirty? Like, what's happening? There's gotta be something going on. So it turns out, right? So the next day I go outside, there's all these like sleeping flies on the wall outside of the building because it's cooler, like it's not 73 degrees yet. And I start like killing them. Like, I'm just like squishing them with like paper towels and it's gross. And I'm like, where are they all coming from? So I look and I see like this fly coming out from like under the wall in the apartment, like outside, on the outside wall. And I see that they have nests like under the wall outside on the patio because it hasn't been like, it needed to be caulked more. So the flies figured out, oh, these are great places to lay eggs. And that's where they were coming from. It was disgusting. Like, it was so gross. So I complained to, you know, the apartment complex, and they caulked all the walls. Like, that day I went outside on the patio and there must have been like 100 flies, like all, it was so disgusting. And then when they caulked the walls, all the flies didn't have anywhere to go, you know, because their homes were like caulked. And then because they found nests under the wall, it happened to be under the sliding door. So that's how they were coming inside. They were coming through cracks in the sliding door, and that's how they came inside. So it was so gross, you know, and when the walls were caulked, they found this other way into the house. So I went on this rampage. I like bleached everything. I sprayed with this like fly spray, and it was so gross. I just vacuumed everything up, like in this tiny hand vacuum I have. And anyway, the issue was taken care of. But that's another thing. When there's heat, there's other issues, right? And then I was finding all these fly eggs outside and like putting poison down. So anyway, that's like another thing. I never saw flies in this way before, and it was disgusting. So like, now when I see a fly, I freak out, because I had like a couple days of just grossness of flies. Everything's good now. You know, the sliding door has been caulked. I got like a new screen in the sliding door. Everything's caulked outside. Like everything's good. Thank goodness. But it was so frustrating. And I was debating whether to talk about this or not, because it's not like, oh, this has changed my life so much talking about these flies. Like, you know, it's just the extreme of super freezing, right? Like in Aspen, nothing survives except these huge animals, right? But you don't have a lot of flies because it's such a short period of breeding. But here it's like kind of all year. I mean, yes, it cools down in the winter, but it's still warm in comparison to Aspen, you know? And it's just such a big difference in temperature. And like now it's in the 80s, which would probably like be nice in Aspen, because it would get into the 80s for a few hours a day and then cool off at night, which was actually perfect for sleeping. But I feel like I sweat so much easier now. Like sometimes I think, oh, is it because I'm 45? Like, am I sweating more because my hormones are changing? Like, what's happening? Or is it just because I'm hot, you know, and I'm not used to the temperature? Like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Even though I lived in Palm Springs and I was dealing with 112 degrees Fahrenheit heat, so whatever. I don't know what that's about. Okay, so the next thing is I have to report on my toaster oven, my camping oven, and see if that actually made a difference. I hope so, because I'm not like wanting to just spend $300 that I don't have just for the thrill of it. So let's see. Let's wait and see. So thank you for listening to Get the Baker. I'm Chef KB. And please look up my new website, sweetcatpastries.com. And if you know someone in San Diego, why don't you tell them about it? Until next time.